The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Today on the KJS Show, we're gearing up for something delightfully different, energetic, and oh so groovy. We're joined by a collective that is as much about movement as they are about music, with, you know, their heavy brass sound, genre-defining style, and infectious energy. They have made the waves across South Africa and beyond. And coming from, you know, the South African College of Music in UCT, these musical nerds are a band of brothers in the groove, spreading joy through cocktail of hip-hop, Afrobeat, Guma, Samba, Ska, Klemza, and many more, of course, known affectionately rather as the Nomads. This Cape Town-based alternative music outfit keeps the dance floor alive and the crowd on their feet. Of course, please help me welcome Javi from the sensational Nomadic Orchestra to the show.
Gakwa, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. You know, I want to start from the beginning. You know, I mean, how did this beautifully chaotic genre-jumping collective we know as the Nomadic Orchestra come together? I mean, was it instant magic or maybe musical mayhem at first?
I think a little bit of both, to be fair, but all stemming from, you know, what we all love to be, the Cape Town melting pot of music madness. As we all know, so many great musicians and songs and pieces have come from our beautiful city here. And, you know, we have been very many different members, to be honest with you right now. You know, the original band is no longer in the band. It's been 15 years and 25 different members. So we are definitely nomadic. We are wild. Things have chopped and changed. We've written many albums, but our heart and our passion lies in Cape Town and at UCT, where we met and started this fusion music.
Yeah. Yeah. And you all come from, you know, this South African College of Music. You know, how has that, you know, shared academic background, you know, supposedly shaped your sound? And also, how much of it have you fully, you know, or joyfully unlearned? Because your music blends everything from Afrobeat to Klemza to Guma to Ska. Who brings what into the mix? And how do you decide, you know, what makes it into this musical stew?
Oh, it's a great question, and I think quite a funny one, because at the South African College of Music, we really are trained at a very high level of either classical, opera, African music, or jazz, and it's very strict. They really do try to teach you the very precise theoretical things, which make you a better player. But I think when we did meet these individuals and realized we enjoyed this kind of possibility to create fusion, we were able to step away slightly, be a little bit more comfortable and joyous in our groove, our less chords, our less complexities, but more dance, move ourselves and get everybody involved. And it was a good mix of those things, really bringing that passion, but also allowing for ourselves to be a bit more free away from that.
And being based in Cape Town, I think, because that's the one center of inspiration that you all share together. How has the city, you know, that unique energy from the city and cultural diversity possibly inspired, you know, the sound of the Nomadic Orchestra? And what is, I suppose, the most unexpected place you've ever jammed in?
I mean, the most unexpected place maybe was a jammy shuttle bus that takes students to UCT campus. We played at the NGen garage on Orange Street. You know, we played on the side of the M3 in 6 a.m. traffic. We've done all kinds of strange things, but I've also been very lucky to tour a bit overseas, go to Mozambique and Ghana, and like really like to play a lot. And we hopefully will be touring a lot more soon.
Thank you.
of course, Kofifi FM. This Sunday, we are talking to Javi, and he is one of the members of the, you know, Nomadic Orchestra, a sound from Cape Town, from the mother city. And of course, they're joining us ahead of their appearance at the Journey to Jazz Festival, which happens at the end of the month. That is from the 1st to the 4th of May, 2025. And of course, if you are, you know, are going to be joining us, you are certainly in for a treat, because they are an incredible brass band and they are going to be blazing up the town of Prince Albert, you know, with their unique and eclectic energy. Now, Javi, alternative music in South Africa is a wonderful and weird and wild scene. You know, how would you describe maybe your place in it, you know, and what sets the Nomadic Orchestra apart from many other bands that are maybe doing something similar?
I think maybe the thing that sets us apart is the thing that brings us all together. You know, it's my origin as a young boy in Cape Town, going to music from the age of 14, watching ska punk bands, but also being taken to the Cape Town Jazz Festival, where I sat to watch amazing people that are actually on this festival, you know. So I got really excited when I saw the lineup. But I mean, to have people like Hilton Schilder and Kyle Shepherd and Sia Makuzeni there and Carlo Mombelli, I mean, these are the people that I looked up to. And the alternative scene has always been so full in Cape Town. I think it was quite a shocker to us when things were shut down and things changed a bit, you know, and we saw more DJs, more duos, less big groups, and it was a bit scary. But what I find so hopeful now is this resurgence, this coming back of beautiful acts, like, for instance, Kujenga, who will be there, you know, much like the old bands that I love, The Tribe with Kesevan and Kesevan and the Lights, and these acts that just bring life to the stage. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, really great artists that you are name dropping there. And of course, you are headed to the festival this May. And, you know, we all want to know, you know, Javi, what can festival goers expect from this incredible Nomadic Orchestra set? Let's paint a picture of what you have in store, you know, in Prince Albert. Because, I mean, Prince Albert is officially calling with only but a few weeks away. And what are you most looking forward to, you know, as a collective by visiting, you know, this Karoo gem for the festival?
Well, I mean, firstly, it's an absolutely beautiful town. I've been there before and really enjoyed my visits there. As you know, one can truly relax and be at one with our country. But as far as music, you know, I definitely, from our past and our origin, we will bring the dance. We will bring the sweat and the smiles. But where we are currently is a very deep place. We're all getting a little bit older, a little bit more introverted. And there are four new songs that are coming out of us, not recorded, not quite finished, but we will present them as part of our new body of work. And I truly feel our music connected through these songs. So obviously, you know, out of the three albums we have, we will present some of that, but I'm very excited to show you some of this new instrumental music that I would say is really closely tied to South Africa.
You know, when one thinks about alternative music, I mean, okay, let me make a different example. Within the jazz space, there's Afro jazz, there is, you know, there is the Guma, there is the straight up jazz, there's the bebop. There's, how would we as an audience define the sound of the Nomadic Orchestra?
I have one joke and one kind of serious thing, but the joke is, I use it in one of my songs, Future Umpa. So, you know, it's kind of like there's a two beat thing, which comes from the klezmer sound. It's very danceable. You can put one foot down and then the other and have a great time. But it's from the future. There's nothing quite like it out there. And on the other side, we also hail to the school of brass dance, which is essentially just brass music. We can march, we can play. We can play at a wedding. We can play at a funeral. We are there for it.
Is it far from Lang Adam, maybe?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. So I once Lang Adam with my cousin Hanami. I'm Afrikaans actually, so, but didn't go far with it. There's one song called Beats, which I find to be very suitable for Lang Adam, and I've always joked that.
Really incredible conversation this Sunday here, of course, for Our Africa. This is the second hour of our show, and we get to touch base with everything African. And of course, we are spending time with Javi. His name is Gabriel Tutoi, and he's one member of the Nomadic Orchestra, you know, that are going to be performing performing at this year's edition of the Journey to Jazz Festival in Prince Albert, happening from the 1st until the 4th of May. If you don't have your ticket, make sure that you head to their website at, you know, journeytojazz.co.za. And of course, that's how you're going to find yourself in the middle of the wonderful Karoo with big skies and wonderful music, people, and then some. Kofifi FM, we've been listening to some of the music from the Nomadic Orchestra. And you make your mind up, I mean, in terms of what they sound like, what this sound is. Is it jazz? Is it Afro jazz? Is it alternative? Or is it just plain South African music? And of course, before you go, Javi, you know, I want to talk to, you know, those that are listening, that I want you to come out as the young members of our audiences who are interested in the sound that you make, as we've been sharing some of your music. What are the words of encouragement, you know, for those that are still thinking about making a trip to, you know, the Journey to Jazz to come and see you live? What, why should maybe they pack and come and dance with the Nomads?
I mean, you know, we all love music. For some reason, some of us have decided to only follow some international music. Mm. But I guarantee you, a lot of our local music is at the highest possible level. And to be there to experience it is to feel goosebumps, is to feel alive, is to feel energy. And that feeling is completely irreplaceable and unique. Mm. So please do come experience that with us.
Well, we look forward to all of it. And of course, you're going to be part of it. And we're going to create a lot of noise happening from the 1st to the 4th of May 2025 at the Journey to Jazz Festival. And of course, Harvey, it has been absolute joy having you here. And of course, to our listeners, if this conversation has not convinced you that you need to get to Prince Albert for the Journey to Jazz, I don't know what will. Of course, head over to the festival's website and grab those tickets. And you do not want to miss the electric energy of the Nomadic Orchestra live on stage. Of course, thank you as always to you, Javi, and the entire crew, you know, those who couldn't join us today for the show. We can't wait to see you do your thing this May. And of course, we look forward to the brass. Bring everything, the dance moves, the loud noise, the screaming, the grunts, the jumping. We are ready for it. Are you ready for it, Javi?
I'm so ready. Thank you so much for having us, and thank you to all your listeners.
Of course, his name is Javi Tutoi, or rather Gabriel Tutoi, also known as Javi, and he was on the KJazz Show.